Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
You are listening to the Weem Weekly podcast. My name is Dylan Brown, and I am joined by Principal of Maple Ridge Elementary School, Mrs. Steger. Now, for the first question, we'll start off simple. How long have you been the principal of Maple Ridge?
So this is my third year as principal of Maple Ridge. Prior to that, I was the assistant principal for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds great. What does your average day as being the principal look like?
Well, I think the key there that there's really no average day, especially right now with COVID and everything else going on. So depending on what's going on in the building, usually our mornings start out with sometimes a meeting with teachers before school starts. Then we help with getting kids in the building, whether they're car riders or bus riders, popping around the classrooms, helping out wherever help is needed, popping down to the cafeteria, possibly helping with testing. Of course, there's going to be some discipline. And then, you know, just meeting with as many teachers or students as possible.
You mentioned discipline there at the end. Do you ever find it difficult to discipline the students if they come need to be down to the office?
No, not really. I'm actually a parent. I have two kids. So I just try to think of, you know, being fair to the students. I think our upper elementary kids, you can handle discipline a little different than your youngest ones. But the biggest thing, especially in elementary, is learning that it's okay to make a mistake, but we just have to learn from it. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. You also mentioned COVID earlier. How has the job changed since COVID hit?
Well, typically if there's a positive case, then contact tracing and calling parents is involved. That not only happens during the school day, it's almost like you have to drop a lot of things to do that. But also at home at night, if I get an email from a parent about their child being positive, to do contact tracing, I try to get a hold of those other parents that might have kids affected so they can arrange childcare for the morning. Being in elementary, it's a little more challenging because kids can't just stay at home alone. Parents are having to arrange whether it's daycare or a parent staying home from work or things like that. And of course, there's a huge emotional component. Parents are inconvenienced with having to keep their kids at home, and that's hard sometimes too.
Yeah. So that leads me to another question. Do you find it more difficult to deal with elementary age parents because they can't, like, they're not as independent yet? Like, they can't deal with problems themselves yet?
Well, I guess more, I don't really have a lot to compare to more difficult than what, because I've taught sixth grade for 10 years prior to going into administration. But it's just different. I think every parent at every age level is different. Whether it's our youngest elementary, you know, those parents, their kids are babies, like 5 years old. So they need a lot more hand-holding and things like that versus, you know, when we've got kids in sixth grade, they're 11 or 12. So sometimes it's just dependent on the child's age too, how you handle the parent as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know recently there's been more and more technology being introduced to the students. How has that changed how your job has worked with all, more technology available?
Well, the nice thing about it, especially if you include COVID, is that with kids having to stay home for quarantine, a lot of the teaching staff now doing Google Meets or Loom videos, students still continue with their learning. I think it's outstanding because I know when I went to school, we always talked about how we're preparing our students for jobs that haven't even been created yet. So I think that's huge, and it's important as a building leader and just even as teachers in the building to embrace the changes with technology rather than fight against it, because it's not going to go away, you know, so you have to learn to adjust and change and work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Now, what is your favorite part of your job?
Oh, gosh. I would say my favorite part of my job is when I see either the staff or I see the students being really proud of themselves. Like, been having a huge accomplishment and just seeing smiles on people's faces like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we did it. Like I'm very much into the community feel and the fact when if there was something challenging and the kiddo actually does it and seeing their face and their reaction, that's the biggest thing. The positivity and all of it is my favorite part.
Yeah, that sounds great. What is your least favorite or most difficult part of your job?
For me personally, is finding that balance between work and home life. Because I think there's always things that need to be done and there's never enough hours in the day. And so I do try to lead myself by example, and I encourage them to carve out time for themselves. They can be a well-rounded person, but I think sometimes, just depending on, you know, the season of life you're in, sometimes work can be overwhelming, and sometimes you have that good balance, and it's just always a balancing act.
Yeah. You mentioned having to take time for yourself. Do you ever find it difficult to be in charge of so many people and like impactful on so many kids?
Yeah. I mean, I think I had a pretty good case of imposter syndrome when I first became a principal, because it felt a little surreal. And I wasn't as confident as, I think what I am now, but, sure, it can get, overwhelming, but at the same time, just knowing the difference that you can make, it's very humbling, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the most important parts of elementary is preparing the kids for middle school and high school. What do you think is the most important thing to teach elementary students before they go up to higher grades?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of really important things. I would say, especially now, the way things are, the most important thing would be resilience. That not to give up after, you know, if you have a difficult situation happen, you keep going, you keep trying, you keep, you know, having a chance to start over again, and to not, I think not to give up on themselves, because I think kids are a lot harder on themselves than as adults we always realize. So I think just, you know, to encourage our students to keep pushing forward and keep moving on, because you know, things are going to work out in life. It just sometimes takes resilience and time.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about some of Maple Ridge's extracurriculars. What extracurriculars does Maple Ridge have?
Sure. So we have a robotics club, which our computer teacher, Mrs. Phillips, is amazing. And so we have a pretty big robotics club. We have boys and girls basketball. We have art clubs for various grade levels. We're getting ready to start up a drama club, which will be fun for our fifth and sixth grade. We have Beta for our sixth grade students. We'll have choir that will start up, which is nice that we're doing all of these now, because last year with COVID, it's like we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So it's nice opportunity to get kids to be back in the school and to do the regular school day.
Yeah. Now, how important do you think those extracurriculars are to the students?
Oh, it's hugely important, because sometimes kids will have a passion in an area other than just the regular academics of the day, and they can really shine with those extracurriculars. It's almost like I was just talking to someone the other day comparing it to electives. When you get to the middle school and high school, you know, sometimes you can find that passion area that you really like. And so by offering these extracurriculars, it's sometimes giving students a chance to discover more about something and figure out what they really like.
Yeah. Now, do you find it gratifying to see elementary age students maturing into fully functioning middle schoolers and high schoolers?
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. We're kindergarten through sixth grade, so we spend 7 years with these kids. And to see them grow and to change and to mature, that's also a huge benefit of the job that I have, because I can know the kids all through their 7 years. And I love to compliment when I see like, oh my gosh, don't you remember in kindergarten when this happened? So silly back then. And now they're, you know, getting ready to go on to the middle school. So it's extremely gratifying to see that.
Yeah, All right. I think that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to tell me about yourself or the school?
Oh, gosh. I love Maple Ridge. It's the best place. But, no, I love South Madison Schools, and I think our students and our community and our schools do a fabulous job. I think we've got something special here, so I'm just really glad to be a part of the team.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for being in the interview today.
Thank you.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
This is 917WEEM. This is the Weem Weekly, and I'm Parker Dean, and I'm sitting down with Mr. Candiano.
Good morning, Parker. How are you this morning?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, it's a little bit early in the morning, so I'm recording this early in the morning. But you are the principal of East, right?
Correct, yes. I'm in my second year as being the principal at East Elementary.
So how's that? What's your, like, favorite part of that job?
I think just the children every morning, seeing them come to school, they're excited. I really enjoy saying good morning to them and hearing them say good morning back, just seeing their excitement to see that they're excited to see what their teachers have for them, you know, that particular day.
Yeah, I'm an actual student. I went to East.
Oh, great.
A couple years ago as now. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah. So what, like, activities or, like, let's go one by one here. Like, what does the school offer?
After school, we offer sixth grade boys and girls basketball. We have a choir program, tech club program, spell bowl, math bowl. We have a number of our teachers and instructional assistants that actually have tutoring sessions after school. So we're pretty busy after school. We just wrapped up drama. We had a great performance at the high school, The Wizard of Oz. So a lot of that practice takes place in our building. Right up until showtime, and then they transfer over to the high school and use your facility here. So we're pretty busy for an elementary school.
Yeah. When I remember a couple years ago, a long time, you know, I don't even remember half of, like, stuff. But, yeah, I always, like, remembered all the stuff that you listed. I could remember seeing it and, like, doing it too. Yeah, I actually when I was there, they were still tutoring. So I'm glad to know that they're still helping the students, too, as they continue their learning progress. So let's move on to, like, your favorite part of, you know, if saying hi, good morning to the students, is that your, like, your favorite part of the day? Or, like, what's your favorite part of the day that you can be like, oh, I can't wait for this moment?
Well, I just really enjoy those times where we're in large groups, like in the morning or at lunchtime, walking through the cafeteria and students will ask you to sit with them while they're eating lunch and give you, hey, guess what? I enjoy those times. Probably my favorite part of the day, or I should say actually favorite part of the year, is Veterans Day. Unfortunately, we've not been able to host a live Veterans Day event, but in the elementary schools, Veterans Day is a big deal. It's really fun to see the number of veterans that come into our schools, and the kids just get really excited, and it's a great opportunity for them to learn about Veterans Day. So I think most of us, the elementary principals, would all agree that Veterans Day is really a special day during the year. Any of those times we get to acknowledge or celebrate student achievements, like at the end of the year when we have our awards day, those are always fun days. But you know, there's always something happening in an elementary school during
like,
the day.
That's so true. So how are you still hosting like Grandparents Day and stuff like that? Or is that, well, I know that has to change a little bit during this time, but like, how's that? How have you changed it? Let's say like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, we haven't been able to do some of those activities, but we have continued to host activities and hold them on a virtual platform so that parents can still be a part of it. So we try to do the best we can to still have some of those special elementary activities. We're looking forward to someday getting back to having Grandparents Day because that's a big day at an elementary school.
Yeah, like I always remember like counting down. I don't think anybody in that like elementary school was not excited about Grandparents Day or Veterans Day because they would be like, oh, Grandparents Day's done. Oh, well, what's next? Like, it's like that constant basis of like, what's next? What fun things do I have to do?
Yeah.
So when I was there, you had a reading program. Is that still going on?
Yeah, the Super Reader program is still going on and going strong. Mrs. Zepic is in charge of that. She does a great job. So, you know, we have 700 plus students wearing Super Reader shirts on, you know, certain days at school. It's pretty cool to see them all walking in and having their shirts on. And they're excited to participate in the Super Reader program. So that's still going on.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had a string trio from Anderson University in. So all of our students K through six got to participate in that event. It was very educational. Each one of the members got up and talked about their instrument and then played a solo. And then they played together at the end. We've got a magician coming in tomorrow, just trying to do some fun things before Christmas break.
Things before Christmas. Yeah, it's always good to have like programs to keep the students involved because it feels like once they get out to like the middle school and the high school, it's not going to come for them. You have to go for it.
Okay, yep, good point.
Instead of like, oh, hey, you know, like this is the elementary school. Tomorrow's good. It's like once you get there, it's more like, hey, you know, if you want to join this, you can join it. Like we're not pressuring you or anything like that. So to get more involved, I'm glad that you brought up that you're doing that because it feels like if the students like that, maybe when they leave the middle school, they can be like, well, I want more like involvement. So they start getting involved in things. And before you know it, you're involved in all sorts of stuff like me.
Yeah. We still have a sixth grade band. So our sixth graders go to the middle school, participate in band. Sixth graders are still allowed to go and be a part of cross country track. I think it's just wrestling as well. So we try to get them ready for that next step. You know, it's very important for kids to be active, and that's a great way when you're transitioning to a new school to get involved in an extracurricular, get to meet new friends and kind of get a lay of the land and see some new faces as far as teachers go, just to help with that transition. So we're still doing all that stuff.
Yeah, like the transition is big because you take this small, like your average grade that you spent like K through six with, and then now it's like K through six times three.
That's right.
I'm like, so it's more than just like, oh, I'm just going to go with this little group and we're going to move on. Now it's like, I'm going to move with this little group, but move with other groups along with it. So like the extracurricular activities, like you said, will definitely help later on to like get new friends and like make new lasting friendships during your school career. So what do you still like special activities like art or music or something like that? What do you still have that?
Yes, we still, I mean, kids still participate in art and music is one of their special area. We do have art club and we also have choir. So choir meets after school, fifth and sixth grade students. They've been a big part of our virtual Veterans Day programs in the past. We did some things with them for Christmas last year. Our art teacher starts the art club after in the second semester. Yeah. So he's getting ready to get that ready to go and get students involved in that. They're looking forward to that. So our robotics club or tech club has already started. They're already meeting after school. So we've got, you know, a number of boys and girls that stay after school. We've got two teachers that that help each other with the tech robotic club.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah,
still a lot of activities going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of, I'm glad that you say that's a lot more activities, because when I was there, I don't remember all the activities because it's been a couple of years, but it's, I'm glad because, you know, to me, that will help out as soon as they move out, like I said.
Yeah. I think it's important that we know that student success, one of the keys to that is their involvement in different activities. That's not just being in the classroom. So you get to meet different students, you know, like in choir, they're going to work with fifth and sixth graders. You know, our drama club coming over to the high school, they actually got to work with some of Mrs. Brown's tech members. So they got to actually work with high school students. So again, they're seeing modeling of good student behavior, and that involvement is just key to a student's success. If you can find that, just like this program, WEAM, you know, a number of our students here have gone through and done well in radio. And, you know, this high school program is what got them started and got them fired up to come to school every morning.
Yeah, it's always like when the kids get up, they're like, ooh, what do I have planned today? And they're like, oh, I get to, you know, go to the tech club and see this. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, I'll get out of bed this morning, go to school, like nothing big deal. And then they're all excited throughout the whole day. And then you get to the tech club and then they're like, well, what's next? Yeah. And then they're like, what's next after that? And then it just keeps going on. It's like a ripple effect. It's like it just never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're excited that we have teachers that are interested in you know, leading these clubs, and we've got a number of students interested.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sitting down with me.
Sure. I appreciate you being here.
This is Parker Dean, and I'm sitting down with Mr. Candiano, who is the principal at East Elementary. Thank you for listening to 91.7 WEEM Weems Weekly.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.